Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, the phone line's down. Get in here, people. Let's grieve. We have a handful of calls online, but we've got a bunch of open lines if you want them for the airing of the grievances. By the way, it's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Lines are open, where Dana starts reading from the Bible. We're going to start with Revelations and then go to Genesis.
We are definitely not going to do that.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dana's having one of the greatest days of her life, apparently. So the honorary first grievance of this week goes to you, Sam Stevie
yes,
the Third.
Yes, please,
Heck
Sam.
Yeah. My grievance, I don't know if it's with myself or if it's with drunk kids who can't stand on their own 2 feet. Mm-hmm. But I like white shoes. You guys have probably gathered that over the years. I wear a lot of white tennis shoes of different varieties. And for my birthday this year, I bought myself 2 new pairs. So they're crispy white.
Yep.
And I go to Billy Strings on Wednesday, whatever night that was, and I just so happened to leave work in my crispy white shoes with no time to go home.
Yep.
Well, the kids next to me, and I say kids as a 28-year-old, these guys were probably 22, 23.
These darn kids!
A beer in each hand the whole concert, really obviously not able to stand on their own 2 feet, just stepped right on my crispy white shoe. It left a mark.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Lines are open. If the phone is ringing, we've got you. We've got a handful of lines, but only one Sam to answer them. So let it keep ringing. Sam will be with you in just a second. 913-586-7798.
While we're waiting, I would like to say...
We haven't done our intro yet.
Oh, do we really have to do that?
Yeah, that's okay, how we buy time to line up calls.
And then I was going to say something very nice to you.
Thank you. In just one moment.
Okay.
But please allow me, Dana, to wish you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, somebody on the text line suggesting that maybe Dana starts with the Book of Enoch. 913-586-7798. What were you going to say?
Before we grieve, I would like to say that I am grateful for all of the fathers listening, and I want to wish a very happy Father's Day to you, Scott, to my father, Paw, as the grandchildren lovingly refer to him, and all of the fathers listening who are there, who are present, who don't get the credit that you deserve for all of the hard work you do. And you are right, Scott. The commercials all seem to be, get Dad what he really wants for Father's Day, a lawnmower.
Or food for him to cook.
Food so he can cook for you. I have noticed that, and I want you to know that I do notice that, and that is unfair. And I hope you spend your Father's Day doing exactly what you want to do.
I cannot wait to mow, weed eat, and cook burgers on Sunday. It's going to be so exciting.
It is the very sad step-sibling
of the
Mother's
Day. It is the bastard stepchild of Mother's Day, without a doubt. Ian in Mission, you're the first in, so you're the first up. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
Well, so for my grievance, I would say is traffic, but for my positive one, I would say one is my dad. My dad is a huge listener of the show, Greg Morgan. He is a huge fan of you guys. And he loves you guys to death. Like, I can't tell you how much he talks to you about you guys. And we live in Columbia, so I'm not usually from here. So just to be able to talk to you guys, he always listens to it everywhere, no matter where we're at. He always listens to you guys, and you guys bring him joy to his day. So I just want to say thank you for that. Well, thank you guys.
Ian, thank you for the kind words, and please tell your father that the three of us said hello.
Yes, I will, 110%. And I just want to let everyone else know, hope you guys have a great Father's Day and that every single one of you guys got this. I know it's the end of the day. It's the end of Friday. It's going to the weekend. Just know that things will turn out right. And I appreciate you guys.
Right on.
Hey, Ian, thank you so much.
Stacy, what do you got, buddy?
Real quick before we get to Stacy, great one from the text line. $1 million grievance right here. Hot dogs and hamburger buns. Why are they never equivalent to the number in the package for hot dogs and hamburgers?
Always. It's been that way as far back as I can remember.
Now, I have noticed there is, I don't remember which company it is, because I like a good hot dog. And so I bought a hot dog packet a couple weeks back. There were 8 hot dogs in it. Uh-huh. And I did find a bag of hot dog buns that only had 8.
I have started eating hot dogs again. And it's glorious.
It is glorious.
And I do have a grievance, and I forgot it. I'm going to lay it on you right now.
Come on.
The last 3 times I've gotten a hot dog at this place, the buns have been a little crusty. Mm. And nothing ruins a good hot dog like a crusty bun.
Is it the trip that's quick?
I don't know. It is not the trip that is quick. It is not. And I said to her this last go around, I said, would you mind warming the bun? Because I don't like a crusty bun with my hot dog. And she did, and it was much better.
Okay, 913.
Feel better, thank you.
913-586-7798. Stacy in Blue Springs, hello.
I feel bad now because the hot dog hamburger bun thing is way better than mine. I hate the fact that driving lights don't have tail lights. Because people they think they have their lights on, like when it's raining or when it's first starting to get dark, and it's just their driving lights, so you don't have any taillights.
Hmm. Okay.
That's my grievance.
All right. And would you like to add on with the hot dog and hamburger buns?
Yeah, that's dumb. They should all have 8.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Be well. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Jake, in my old hometown of Leavenworth. Hello, Jake.
Hey, this is Jake at Fort Leavenworth.
Hey.
My grievance is people that buy the white shoes and go out to functions, and then they decide that when somebody steps on it, they get all angry.
I wasn't going to say it, Jake, but if I were to give someone a gold star for their grievance, it might be Jake, because I'm going to be honest, when I first heard that story, I was like, oh my gosh, you can never wear ever white shoes to a concert or the Hawk or the Bull in Lawrence. It's just a universal thing.
Or while you're working in the art. I have a specific set of shoes that are not white that I wear when I work out in the art.
I'm not challenging someone's grievance. I'm just saying, like, there's
we're
avoid.
Clarifying. Yeah.
Jake's right. I should not have worn those shoes.
Leonie, and I hope I pronounce that right, in Kansas City. Hello.
Yeah, you did. And I just want to say, first of all, I'm super nervous because this is my first time calling in.
Welcome on in.
Yeah, I listen to you guys regularly in the afternoon when I go pick up my son from his grandpa and grandma, and I just appreciate you guys, and I appreciate the information that you guys share and the updates about the city and everything that's going on. So thanks for keeping me informed. And I just want to add on, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, but especially my dad. Love him. He's always been one of my biggest supporters next to my mom. And, you know, if he's listening, you and happy Father's Day, Dad.
That's so sweet, Leona. And Leonie, thank you. And you did such a great job. You call back anytime.
Thanks.
And you and by the way, Leonie, we can tell when someone's nervous because of their tone of voice. I never would have guessed you were nervous.
Oh, appreciate that.
You bet.
I am like shaking.
You are fine, girl.
Well, we are too, and we've been doing this for 14 years, so you're fine.
All right.
Be well.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
I accidentally once called her Leona. You know why? My great aunt Leona, long past, God rest her soul.
God bless her.
Was a woman of God. never married, lived to 104.
Wow.
Never married.
Who did she give her inheritance to?
She lived a very simple life, played organ for the church.
She is a woman of God.
104 years old, never married. I say it again. You know, we don't, not sure, just never found the one, or if she just, you know, dedicated her life to the church. And but she did live to, again, 104. And there was...
Why do you keep repeating
that? Well, because
that?
There was a thought that, like, maybe that's why she lived so long.
It's probably true.
She didn't have to share anything with anybody.
At the rate we're going, we'll be dead next year. 913-586-7798.
Was that necessary?
Yes, it was. 586.
Perfect is what that was.
Thank you. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have vacation plans in Cancun, that giant wall of sargassum, the seaweed, look at the ocean in Cancun. It's coming ashore.
What is it called?
It's called sargassum. It's very smelly.
Ew.
It smells terrible.
Gross.
And there's like this thousands mile long stretch of it in the Caribbean right now.
Oh.
Now, it does provide a great habitat for sea life.
Yeah, great. You can't get in the ocean.
But it's stinky.
It does stink. JC in Lenexa. Hello, JC.
Hi, guys. Hi. Okay, I want to give you my grievance first. There are way too many gray minivans out there. The reason I say that is I may or may not have at one time or another gone to get in a gray minivan, and it was not my gray minivan. And the last time I did it, that's not funny.
Not funny.
You feel better now? Okay.
So, wow.
The last time I did it, there was this sweet little lady sitting in the front seat, and she looked at me like I was going to carjack her. I was so embarrassed.
I'm not laughing because that's not funny.
Can I tell you one quick story? One of my very, very dearest friends, Heather Broderick, one night took her husband's white pickup truck home, and it was a white pickup truck with a K-State front plate, and she got into the white pickup, K-State front plate, and it started right up. Ooh. And she drove it home. And then her husband came out and said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Heather, that is not my truck. My truck has a white interior. This truck has a black interior. They accidentally stole someone else's truck, drove it back, swapped out into the correct one, and went back home. So at least you haven't done that."
Okay. You were talking about laughing, so I have to give you this last one before you move on. I just love it when the three of you crack each other up, because your laughs are very distinctive. Sam has this really interesting giggle for somebody who has such a deep voice. And Scott, you have been known to snort a few times when you're on a roll. And Dana, I'm really not quite sure what it is that you do.
That's called cackling.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. You cackle away and snort and giggle, and you guys have a really great weekend.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
Try to stay in your own car, JC. God bless.
Erica in KCK. And that was funny. Hi, Erica.
Hello. How are you all doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Before I forget, I want to wish you a wonderful Father's Day, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're very kind.
You seem like a wonderful father. Anyway, what I have is not a grievance, I don't think. I used to work with a lady. She grew up in Strawberry Hill, and she always told us that she was a first cousin of Weird Al. So I just wanted to throw that out there. If you all are familiar with the Strawberry Hill area in KCK, he had an aunt and uncle that lived there, and he has cousins in the area. So just wanted to throw that out there to you all, and you all keep having fun as you do.
Well, and Erica, he's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, I know. I've heard how he's one of your all-time favorites.
Okay.
I am retired, but you all make me want to go back to work with all of the fun that you have every day, and keep doing what you're doing, and you all make us feel good with the fun that you have.
Erica, that is so sweet.
You.
Thank you. But do not go back to work. You enjoy your retirement.
Amen. Dakota in Independence. Hello, Dakota.
Hey, I love the show.
Thank you.
My grievance is you guys haven't done any of the buzzwords with the weatherman in a while, it seems. And also, the 8 hot dogs and 8 buns, you got to get the Bar S. I know they're not super high-end, but the Bar S hot dogs and then the ballpark buns will get you 8 and 8.
Did you say Bar S hot dogs?
Bar S.
Bar S.
As in snake, yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right, buddy. Hey, appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Yep.
Let's go to Michael in Belton. Hello, Michael.
Oh, no way. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hi, Dana.
Hello.
Hello, Sam. It's a pleasure. I appreciate you having me on. I've listened to you regularly. It has been an amazing day, even though it is Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So what we come down to is, Scott, did you really pay $3,500 for a hot water tank?
Well, for a water heater, I think that it was in that neighborhood. I can't remember exactly what the cost was. I just remember I thought, wow, that's a lot of money.
Please tell me it was a tankless.
It was not. It's a tank. I got a tank in my basement.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so there's my grievance. Oh, Lord. You need to shop, my friend. You need to shop a little bit, because it would have saved you so much money to pay less than that to get a tankless. And I'm not trying to dog you out in any way, shape, or form, Scott. I love you to death. But my brother, you could have saved some money, my friend.
Well, I can't do anything about it now and for the next 10 years.
Well, it's going to be, it's probably going to be more than 10 years, friend.
Well, hope so for what I paid.
A tankless would have saved you money and paid for itself in probably 3 to 5. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, you don't. It was my money. You don't have to be so worried about it.
I'm not trying to rub it in.
I've lost track of the my goodnesses and the oh my's.
Well, because I'm just. Oh.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo, Michael. Woo.
That's what the money did when it went out of my wallet. It went woo.
That's what motivated that guy to take that tank up and down them stairs by himself.
Okay. All right. Okay. You're in, man. Nathan in Chillicothe.
Passionate about that.
Hello, Nathan.
Hello, Nathan.
Well, good afternoon / evening. My grievance is pretty short, but I think you might equate it to that water that stinks off the coast of Cancun. It's a summer cold / flu. Mm. There's nothing worse than, in all of my 53 years, I've never had a summer cold / flu until I woke up this morning.
Yep.
My body's producing enough phlegm for about 20 people. This is ridiculous.
Nathan,
and I hope I never get another one.
2 weeks ago, I was sick Thursday and Friday, and I have not taken a sick day in I do not know how long. And I was out 2 days. It was the worst cold, and you know my cold goes into my throat, and then I lose my voice.
Are you like a man when you get a cold?
It was the worst cold I've ever had. I came back, in fact, on Monday, and still sounded like Deborah Winger.
Yeah, you did.
It's me. I'm still sick. Call me. I sound like a man. And then we're off on Monday, so I'm not going to see you until Tuesday. Call me. All right.
Yeah.
We may have saved it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Oh, my God. It was awful.
Bob in Waldo. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. How's it going today? It's Friday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is.
My grievance is with my rude neighbors when you try to improve your property.
Do you live next door to Sam?
No. Oh. No. I don't know where Sam lives, but I live real close to McLean's, if he needs to know that. But
okay.
Anyhow, I put a new sidewalk in at my property, and it was from my driveway to my front stoop, and I was told I was improving the neighborhood. Everybody came by and commented, oh,
yeah,
that's great, but Bob, why are you doing that? What do you think, Bob? Do you think this is Western Shawnee? Happy Friday.
Okay, goodbye.
Bob drops mic, walks off.
913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it is Festivus Friday. We do have one open line if you want it at 913-586-7798. Steve in Camden Point. Hello, Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, can you roll your window up? Do you have your windows down? I know it's a nice day.
No, no, air conditioner's on.
Oh, okay.
Is that better?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Okay. My grievance is the lady that you had on 3 or 4 days ago there, Diane Houston.
Oh, yeah, the reporter, yeah.
About the horse thief.
The horse thief grave, yeah.
Yes.
I've tried to call in there ever since she was on because I wanted to talk to her. And I can't find nothing in Martin City in the way of a city hall or library or anything. So, but anyway, what I got to say is I would help her to locate where the man is buried if they want to do that.
Well, do you remember the name of the newspaper she works for?
I do. It was the Martin City Telegraph, Steve. And I don't know that they need help finding his remains. And if you all are listening,
I ain't saying finding his remains. I'm talking about finding where he is actually buried.
Yes, and Steve, I think they know that, and we have reached out to the archaeological folks over at the University of Kansas who work on specific, not just location, but digs. If anyone is interested in finding out the horse thief's true identity, go back and find that on podcast. Just search Dana and Parks, The Horse Thief.
Hey, Steve, do appreciate the call. Thank you for listening, man. Lucy in Lee's Summit. Hello, Lucy. You're next.
Happy Friday, y'all.
No, same to you. Thank you.
So this four-way stop thing is kind of getting my grinder again. I don't think people understand. Scott, you tell us, left to right or right to left?
It's left to right has the right of way. Let me rephrase. The person to your right, if there's a tie, has the right of way.
To your right, if it's a tie.
People just are not understanding that, and then I just get upset, and I don't want to do the Midwestern wave. I just want to just eke out in front of them and see what happens.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that.
Now, Lucy, literally last night I was in this exact situation. We got there at the exact same time, and I just looked at the person and smiled.
You go, I go, you go.
And they didn't move, so I went.
I love that she brought up.
You just got to get out there.
Lucy, I love that you brought up the Midwestern wave because that's what we do. You go, But what happens with the Midwestern wave is you and I then wave at the same time.
We start waving at each other. If you're to the right of the driver that you tied with at this four-way stop, just go. And by the way, this one's important too. If you're facing each other, okay, so you're each going in opposing traffic, directions of traffic, if you get to the four-way stop and one of you has the blinker on, the one that does not has the right of way.
Correct.
I know. I'm a good driver. Chantel in Shawnee. Yeah, yeah. Represent.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I thought of a few more grievances while I waited on hold, and they're all related to momhood.
Oh, good.
Yeah, moms. Okay, so I'm just going to list them off. Stickers, why? Why do we have them? They're annoying. They're everywhere, and I have to peel them off of things that they're not supposed to be on. Why? Constantly sick because my children want my water bottle. I don't know what it is about my family or my water bottle. It's just mine disappear because my children think my water bottle is God. And so hence I'm always sick because they're stealing my water bottle. Okay. And then the other thing that the first grievance I called for is restaurants don't give out knives anymore. So I'll be out with my children and I can't cut their food because no one wants to give out knives anymore. So I have to ask a waiter, can you please give me a knife so I can cut my kids' food up so they don't choke on your food that you do not cut up for me? Yes. Momhood. Those are just three.
Wow. That was good. Well done.
Okay, bravo. All
right, have a good weekend.
Happy Friday. Right.
Yeah. Moms are concise. They're on it. She could have probably rattled off 15 grievances succinctly.
Mm-hmm.
I would have agreed with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Love the call.
Trevor, also in Shawnee. Hello, Trevor.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So it's the conversation fillers for me. So for example, people say, to be honest with you, well, yeah, I hope you're being honest with me and implying that you're not any other time, right? The other ones are, okay, let me tell you this. Yeah, I'm talking to you, so you do have permission to tell me this, for sure. Or, hey, I have a question. Yeah, you don't need to tell me you have a question. You can just ask it. And the best one, I was just talking to your call screener. Well, no doubt you were talking to your call screener. That's his job. And his name is not call screener. It's Sam.
Trevor, I love that. I was just talking to your call screener. Well, yeah, you are. That's because you're on the air now.
Wait, that has to annoy you guys in radio, right?
Well,
or no?
It's pretty obvious that you got to go through Sam to get to us.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody gets on the air without talking to Sam first.
Yeah, I thought it would annoy you. Anyway, it annoys
well,
me as a listener.
Well, Trevor, if you listen to my tone and the words I said, I think I answered your question.
No, I totally got that. But the not annoying part about it is you guys, because you're awesome. Love to listen to you.
Thank you, man. You're very kind.
Thank you.
All right.
Keep Shawnee safe. All right. Bye-bye. Is it Gene in Kansas City? Gene, hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing
long time
well.
Caller, first time listener.
Thank you.
I have a grievance, and I don't know who can fix this, but I ride share part time, and I have a hard time understanding why they put deer crossing signs where the deers don't cross.
Okay. Gene, that is an oldie but goodie, and thank you for the laugh.
You guys are on fire tonight. We're going to grab Lisa here, but we have a bunch of open lines, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Lisa in Lenexa. Hello.
Hi, friends.
Hi.
Hey, okay, my grievance is with Dana and Scott and a little bit your call screener. Just kidding, Sam. A little bit Sam. But he doesn't do it as much as you guys do. Like on Terrible Joke Tuesday, you guys have been reading the jokes, which I love, by the way. And then all of a sudden, you guys start laughing, and one of you says to the other, oh, read that one, that's hilarious. And then you're like, yeah, but we can't put that on the air. Don't do that, because that just makes us want to hear it more. And you also do that, like, not just with jokes, but Scott and Dana will do it, like, during the week, they might be talking about something, and then Scott will go, oh, yeah, I remember one night I was out with so-and-so, and, oh, I can't tell that story on the air. Stop it, because that just makes us want to hear it more, especially the joke.
Every once in a while, I'll tell you, Lisa, my dad will text me, and he'll go, all right, what was the joke you guys were laughing at? And I will tell my dad, and he laughs, but no, we cannot tell on the air.
I would still be texting you if we were phone number friends. I would do the same thing.
Can I clarify just a little bit? And I get your point about this one night I was out with so-and-so. Never mind, I can't tell that story.
Yeah.
I get it. Excuse me. Someone just went down the wrong pipe. Regarding the jokes, sometimes that is you're hearing what would normally go on behind the scenes because we all have to keep each other in check. And what I might think is a joke that we could get away, I would never say probably get away with, that we could get away with and not get in trouble with either the boss or the government, Sam might think is it's too risque, vice versa, or Dana, you know, says turn the microphones off for a second and says something to me, and I'll say to her, we can't say that on the air.
We want to hear that stuff that you can't say.
Yeah, and we don't want to pay $250,000.
Hey, Lisa, little behind the scenes fact here. There are times I will turn the mic off and I'm laughing so hard. I'm like, do you think we can read this? And Sam and Scott and I will disagree. Like, I think it's on the line. Scott will say yes. And then Sam is always the tiebreaker and generally says no.
Yeah, I get that. I understand.
It's got to be unanimous or it doesn't go on the air.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right.
Just wanted to throw that at you. Have a great weekend.
Well, I hope you have a good weekend, too. Thank you.
I'm going to go see Christopher Titus tonight down at the Comedy Club.
Oh, enjoy.
He is so funny. He is hilarious. Yes.
Is he clean or does he got mouth?
Oh, a little here and there. But look him up on YouTube. He is really funny.
Christopher Titus.
Long time fan of his. And my daughter works down there, so.
Okay.
When somebody's down there that I want to see, I can usually call her up. So.
Okay. All right. Way to get a free plug in. That was smart. Really well played. Janice on line one. Janice, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
I hate it when people say, I don't mean to offend you, but.
Yeah.
And they know they're getting ready to offend you.
Yeah. That's normally what's about to happen.
People do it a lot, and I hope that I never do it to anybody.
Okay.
With all due respect.
There's another one.
With all due respect, or I'm not trying to be rude, but.
But I'm about to be rude.
Exactly.
Yep. Amen. All right. 913. Jeff, hang tight. We'll get with you in just a second, buddy. 913-586-7798. We do have a line open. Actually, a couple of lines open. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's get to this as quickly as we can. We've got a number of calls. We'll try to get everybody in, but if we fail, please forgive us in advance. Jeff in Topeka. Jeff, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This drives me crazy. I'm following somebody that is driving just a regular size, like four-door sedan, like a Toyota Camry or a Chevy Impala, whatever, just a regular size car, and they've got their turn signal on to make a right turn. But before they make their turn, they swing out into the left lane and then turn like they're driving a semi.
Yep.
It's just turn normal, man. You know, you're not driving a semi. It drives me crazy.
All right, brother. We got you in. Big Al. Hello, Big Al.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing well.
I won't say I have a problem. They don't call this out there. I have to see one. But I hate to do this. It's grievance on a Friday like this, but I got a grievance to answer.
Big Al, real quick. Big Al, real quick. Can you take us off speakerphone? Because we're having trouble hearing you.
Okay. And Big Al just dropped.
Oh, darn it.
Angela in Liberty. Hello, Angela.
Hello. Love you guys. Love the show.
Thank you so much.
Happy Friday. My grievance is Mother's Day versus Father's Day.
Yes, yes. And, preach.
And here's the thing, and I hope that Dana can speak to this too. I know her kids are a little bit older now, but we have had baseball games, tournaments on Mother's Day weekend. We've had softball tournaments on Mother's Day weekend, graduation on Mother's Day. But Father's Day's just all clear. No conflict.
Nope.
It's all about father on Father's Day.
You know, Angela, one of our rules is that Scott, who is about to implode next to me, is not allowed to challenge your grievance. And I'm so thankful for you right now.
Well, I'm speaking the truth.
You preach it, sister.
Yep.
I've got the challenge flag in my hand, Scott. I'm ready to throw it.
I'm not going to take the bait, Angela. I won't take the bait.
Nope, I'm not trying to bait you, Scott. Mm-hmm. Stating a fact.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just stating a fact.
Yep.
This is my lived experience.
Got you, girl.
You know, I will say this, Angela. I'm very excited about cooking on Sunday.
But have to go to a graduation, Scott.
Okay. I'm not taking the bait, Angela. I already told
you. She's mad about that graduation. Angela, you have a good weekend.
Thanks, you guys. Right. Love you.
All right. Love you, too.
Now, Scott, are you going to grill before or after you mow the lawn?
Probably after. Okay. After I get a big sweat worked up.
Weeds ain't going to whack themselves.
Matt in Gladstone, it looks like you get the last word on this Friday. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hello. I've been listening to your show since about 2015, and I showed my girlfriend your show, and within the first week, she called in and did a Friday grievance about me.
Aw.
No kidding.
I love that. Yeah.
What was her grievance?
I leave all the cabinet doors open.
Oh, I remember that. Well, Matt, can I just ask you a question? I'm not challenging, but why can't you just shut the cabinet door? It's not like that takes... effort.
I don't know. I get distracted and move on about my day.
Yep, I get you.
Those but doors, you know, those her, Matt. Those doors don't close themselves. What'd you say, Matt? I'm sorry.
It's also her birthday today, and I know she's listening. So
happy birthday.
Well, good. Happy. What's her name?
Bree.
Happy. I didn't coach her in soccer, did I?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bree, the cabinet door closer. Happy birthday.
Appreciate it.
All right. Be well, my friend.
You too.
All right. Today is National Blame Someone Else Day.
Right next to Father's Day. Fitting.
Right. It is also World Softball Day. Softball was invented in Chicago on Thanksgiving Day in 1887.
Wow.
The very first softball wasn't even a ball. It was a boxing glove.
Happy Father's Day, Scott.
Thank you, Sam.
Happy, happy Father's early birthday. Day. And to all the fathers out there, you will have your gift on Monday.
For what?
Your birthday.
Oh.
We shall celebrate.
Your gift is that I'll show up on Monday.
That's all I ask. Okay. Just your presence is my present.
You got it.
Tim Allen is 72 today. Ali Sheedy is 63.
Wow.
Yep. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a safe weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.